one-day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. The show is brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad.
Exclusively. That's our sponsorship with Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
24 hours from right now, people. Make note. Remember where you'll be so you can remember where you were. When the 2025 Grant and Danny Thanksgiving Day food draft commenced, will Darris Dameron put together a plate that John Carlson calls an embarrassment? Will Ryan Clary draft gravy first overall for the third time in 5 years? Toby, you're out tomorrow. Maybe you're going to have to call in and participate. We'll have to figure something out. Will Danny Ruye make up a Thanksgiving food that doesn't actually exist and pretend like he ate it once many years ago to ruin everything? And how many trades will I make?
No one knows.
How many times will that phone ring as I'm trying to move up the board? See, in the real NFL draft, I'm trade down Paulson. In the Thanksgiving Day food draft, I'm trade up
Paulson. You give up your entire draft for mashed potatoes, Paulson.
That's what you got to do. Yeah. Sometimes you got to just give everything up. Remember when there was a picture on the cover of Sports Illustrated of Mike Ditka and Ricky Williams in uniform?
I sure do.
I think Ricky Williams was actually in a wedding dress or something.
Yep.
Remember that?
They were,
like, getting married together?
Mm-hmm.
Me, mashed potatoes in a wedding dress, Sports Illustrated. Put it on the cover.
Meanwhile, we had LeVar Arrington and Chris Samuel.
Right. Northern Virginia Magazine. Just me and mashed potatoes. I traded everything to go get them. That's tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We're giving away Paisano's Pizza gift card for $50 in 1 hour at 4. But let's get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and talk to our buddy Tom Shad. Covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. Tom, so let's start with the Jaden Daniels comments. I know you were out at Northwest Stadium today with a bunch of reporters. He was speaking with the media about his return to play. So I assumed when we heard he was at practice Monday that he's definitely going to be back for Minnesota. Am I assuming too much here? Is there a chance that this lingers for a few more weeks and being back at practice is not the flex that I think it is?
No, I think it's a fair assumption. I mean, I think as with anything, it's kind of a wait and see how things fare at practice, right? I mean, it's going to be so kind of touch and go this week just to see how comfortable he is and how he's feeling. But yeah, I mean, I'm kind of there with you where I'm assuming the Minnesota game is probably the most likely outcome here. And there wasn't really anything that he said today that would change that timeline. You know, it was a lot of, you know, he said he's taking it day by day, week by week, that sort of thing. But my kind of read on that was status quo, you know, at least relative to what we heard from Dan Quinn, you know, yesterday. So, yeah, I think Minnesota, I'm right there with you. I guess Minnesota, I think, is the likely target.
So why did they, and some of it, obviously, you're limited by injury clearances, medical diagnoses, and you know, things like that. But it still feels like they do this vagary, no information session all the time when it comes to injuries and returning. I mean, we had to pretend that Terry McLaurin had an ankle problem when it was a hold-in. You know, like, whatever this is, Tom, it feels like we've been doing this an awful lot where we're, you know, like Columbo looking for clues, trying to figure out when someone's going to play again.
Yeah, and you can imagine how it feels for us on the beat to try to suss out everything and come up with kind of a reasonable expectation. And I think, you know, I think that's kind of just what it boils down to is like, you know, if you say somebody's returning week X and then something goes wrong and they don't return week X, you know, everybody freaks out. And I think kind of the team's standpoint is, you know, if you don't set kind of like an expectation or a target or whatever, you have more wiggle room in case things change. And, you know, we saw a little bit of that, I guess, with Noah Brown, where, like, you know, he missed four games and then there's an expectation that he was going to come back. Something, you know, went wrong. He had to go on IR. And Dan Quinn said that it wasn't a setback, but kind of the way that things played out, I mean, if he was, you know, not placed on IR initially, then you have to place him on IR after the fact. It kind of appears and becomes clear that it was some sort of setback. So that's kind of my read on it. But yeah, I'm right there with you with the frustration. You know, I would love if Dan Quinn sat down on a Monday and said, well, you know, so-and-so is going to be out for 4 weeks and, you know, ask me again in 4 weeks. That makes my job a lot easier. So it is frustrating.
And I get it, right? Like Shanahan was the same way when I covered him every day. And most coaches in the league are not walking you guys into the training room and telling you who's out for how long. But there's more of a vagueness with this player than there is anyone else on the team, I feel like. And that's for an organization where Adam Peters cut his teeth in New England with Bill Belichick. Like if somebody's hurt, they're not talking post game in the locker room. That's not a football thing from when I covered the league, but that's definitely the trend here now, obviously, right? And like you'll go 5 weeks without talking to Terry McLaurin when he was hurt. And that wasn't a thing when guys were hurt when I was covering the team a handful of years ago, but it is now. But with Jaden, like they've never said he broke his rib last year. That was last year. You know, he said he broke his rib. So it just seems like there's a vagueness that also creates a lot of like where's Waldo stuff here that Dan Quinn has gotten frustrated by a couple of points. It's like, well, if you don't say anything, then you can't be upset when people are trying to figure out where Waldo is.
Yeah. And I get it from both sides. I mean, like, you know, they're going to say like there's, you know, a sort of competitive advantage thing. And like, you know, obviously if they say Jaden is going to be out for, you know, X number of weeks or whatever, it allows every team in that span to not have to prepare for him or, you know, whatever. I get all of that. But yeah, there is a sort of kind of expectation management piece of it too, and a PR piece of it too. So, like I said, I get it from both sides. As somebody on the kind of the side that I'm on, I would love for more clarity on a weekly basis, though.
Tom Schad of the Washington Post. So then two things. One, I guess to put a bow on the Daniel stuff, you think it's a lock that he plays again in the next few weeks?
Near lock, I guess I'd say. Yeah. I mean, okay. With everything that I've heard about kind of the injury, these injuries generally, and with what he said today, with what Dan Quinn has said, yeah, I think he's very, very likely to come back.
And then the related question would be, I'm envisioning a world where I'm in Minnesota watching that Vikings game in a couple weekends, and Daniels is back, and McLaurin and Noah Brown are out there with Deebo Samuel and Jalen Lane, you know, with a full cavalry of backs and tight ends and with their offensive line intact. And now sans Austin Ekeler, basically you got your whole offense. I mean, that is one of the healthiest offenses in the NFL at that point. If this comes to fruition, won't that be interesting to see how they stack up with Kingsbury in year two, calling plays with Daniels in year two, with kind of the designed offense together against the number 7 defense in the NFL? That will be revealing, I feel like.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And that's kind of, I think, where the rest of this season is going to head. I mean, obviously, you still have a mathematical shot of the playoffs. Very, very minuscule. There's a chance, I think, technically, that they could be out of the playoffs by the time they go to Minnesota. So, you know, I think it's really just about building momentum for next year. And I understand kind of the fan sentiment of, you know, punt on the rest of the season and, you know, whatever, put everybody in bubble wrap for 2026. But I think from a more pragmatic standpoint, like you need to get this group together and you need to see what you have and things are, you know, how things are kind of working together, because there are lots of decisions that you're going to have to make in the off season. Right. And so to be able to see like a Terry, Noah, Deebo wide receiving core, that's valuable for you if you're Adam Peters heading into the next year. And it's valuable just in terms of vibes. Like, you know, nobody in that organization wants to go into the off season, like, you know, having lost whatever it would have been, you know, if they lose out, like, it's just terrible for the whole offseason. I think it's valuable kind of across the board for that organization to get some wins or at least have some bright spots kind of going into the offseason. And again, getting a valuable look at kind of some of these players that they envisioned being together all year, finally being together here at the end.
So, Tom, and Dan Quinn referenced this yesterday to a degree, talking about safety. The thing I care about, because to me this is all the rest of these games are garbage time. Like, in other words, there's a reason we don't go nuts if somebody's down, if a team's down 30 and a guy throws for two touchdowns to make them down 14. Who cares? The game's over, right? That's what this is to me. When the meaningful sample happened, they didn't win. But that's my own a little editorial. But my point is, I'm not going to overreact to a sample one way or the other. They can have whatever priorities they want. The thing that I care about is Jaden Daniels protecting himself, not taking hits when they're down by 30 in the fourth quarter to Seattle or whatever, getting rid of the football earlier, and not being the most contacted quarterback in the NFL when he plays. Dan Quinn kind of referenced that yesterday. That's, to me, the most intriguing part about his return to play. Just expound on that. Give me your thoughts there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think this has been kind of a story or a topic since he, you know, came out of LSU, right? And probably even predating that. Just, you know, it's his superpower to be able to scramble and extend plays and make things happen with his legs. And it's also kind of what puts him at risk for injuries like this. I mean, the plays that he's got injured on this year have all been him trying to extend it and make something happen, not doing anything rash, but I mean, it's all kind of as things have broken down. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Quinn referenced it, and then Jaden Daniels today, when we asked him something along the lines of like what this season has been like for him, he said it's been, you know, a learning experience, that it's his second year in the league, and you know, he's learning with each passing year. And I think, you know, he's obviously cognizant of the fact that he needs to be out there on the field and that there's a lot riding on him as the franchise quarterback. But I think that's still something that he is trying to figure out, or should, you know, be figuring out, kind of how do you balance when to just throw it away, live to play another down, when you try to, you know, be Superman on a particular play. And that's challenging, right? Because, again, you can't be too cautious. You lose kind of the pieces of his game that make him special. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's something that he's certainly cognizant of, and is something that, you know, we'll see kind of the rest of this season and moving forward, kind of him figuring that out and getting better in that area.
Drilling down on that a little further, we had Jay Gruden and Herm Edwards, among others, on the show, but a couple of head coaches who have, you know, been in quarterbacks' ears before. And they both kind of said the same thing to us, which is, you know, Jaden Daniels gets out there, it's going to be Jaden Daniels, and you kind of need him to be, right? Like, there's no governors here, so to speak. I wonder if you believe in Dan's commentary that protecting yourself is a learned skill. I think that was the phrase he used yesterday. And that, like, with more reps, just like anything else is part of the game as a quarterback, like, that will come, similar to Danny's question, but, like, just philosophically, do you agree that the more he plays, the more often he will make the right decision, or is this just always going to be part of the equation with this really incredible talent?
Not to give a cop-out answer. I think it's both. You know, I think there's always going to be some sort of degree of this with a guy that has the ability that he has. But I also think that it's something that can be changed and improved upon over time with more reps. I just think it is, I mean, I do kind of side with Dan Quinn on that it is like a skill. And a lot of it is like split second decision-making, you know, that it's hard to like, it's not like something that you can work on at practice per se, you know, where you're like, when I'm in this exact position, I'm going to do X. But I do think it's something just with additional reps, and again, just kind of keeping it more as a focus. It's something that can change, and also just getting a better feel for the rhythms of the NFL game, which I think is, you know, something that we kind of have discounted with how good he was as a rookie. Like, he's still kind of in his first, whatever, 25, 30 games of his NFL career. You know, I think there's a tendency to look back at his rookie year and say, oh, wow, he was so good. So he has, you know, it's kind of the like link his performance with like the amount of experience he has. He really doesn't have that much experience yet. And so I think you'll see that kind of continue to develop the more snaps that he has.
What's going to be different after the bye week? I'm thinking mostly on offense. Defense, we already kind of had a little bit of a tell with Dan Quinn in charge, and we'll see if that continues. But offensively, I mean, the pretty prevalent trend around the league is you line up under center, you run a lot of play action. They don't really do that. It's pistol, it's shotgun, et cetera. Do you expect much different on offense if and when Daniels is back and you enter McLaurin and hopefully Debo Samuel's healthy and you've got as close to a full complement as you've seen all year?
I think the biggest difference you're going to see is just a little bit more efficiency. I mean, in terms of what they're going to do schematically, I don't think it's going to be dramatically different. You know, we've seen Cliff Kingsbury kind of do some different things scheme-wise, depending on the opponent. I think you'll continue to see that sort of stuff. But yeah, I mean, in terms of like wholesale changes, I don't think you're going to see, I don't think you're going to see much of that. It's really just about, for them, I think, in this final month of the season, it's just about getting guys back out there and like just having Terry McLaurin on the field. You know, we saw certainly in the first half of that Kansas City game, how much changed for them offensively, right? Just with him being out there, you know, and he made a couple of incredible catches, but it's also just like how defenses have to play you differently when you have guys out there. So you have him, you have Noah back. And then if you're able to get, you know, Bill going a little bit on the ground, you know, more and pair him with Chris Rodriguez, I think some things just start to naturally open up. So I think you'll see probably a little bit more of that just because of health, not to mention Jaden coming back presumably in a couple of weeks. But yeah, in terms of like wholesale schematic changes, I don't think you're going to see much of that.
Tom Schatt of the Washington Post. I'm going to rattle off a few names. You jump wherever you want to, but who is this stretch run important for to show more than they have? Among the guys that have kind of had frustrating sophomore early career seasons, Johnny Newton, who was 36th overall last year, Ben Sinnott was just outside of the top 50, is scarcely used in the passing game. Mikey Sanders still is taking a big step back, but now he's getting to play outside where he looked good last year. Again, so a good opportunity for him. Maybe Jalen Lane. Like, is there someone else that you would say, man, it would be nice for them to finish the season strong after the way things have gone?
Yeah, I think Mikey Sanderson is the big one for me. And it's kind of just, you know, his play this year relative to his play last year. And trying to suss out to what extent was that him playing outside last year versus inside this year. So I think that's going to be like a good litmus test. And that's a guy that you really, you know, if he finishes strong, you have a lot of confidence in him going into 2026, that's a huge help, right? Like if you can go into next year, being able, you know, to feel like you can count on him and count on Amos, you know, that's a big deal, right? So I think he would be the big one. I know Johnny Newton has gotten a lot of talk and he's going to have, you know, certainly a little bit more opportunity here heading down the stretch, you would think. But yeah, for me, it's probably Sanders, still the guys who have something to prove here.
Tom, great to catch up with you, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, guys. You too.
And keep up the good work. Don't work too hard over the holiday, man. Get some time away to eat some turkey.
I appreciate it.
All right, be good. There's Tom Schatt of the Washington Post on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. That gets me to our poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Local, long-distance, residential, commercial. 3 decades, best-in-class service and experience. This is along the lines of how the interview ended with him. What are you most interested in? What's your storyline for the stretch run here for the Commanders? And the poll is posted right now on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. We gave 4 options, Danny. Is it the Jaden Daniels finish to the season? The defense and whether it's actually better with Dan Quinn as a play caller, which you asked about. Which one of the young guns step up, whether that's Newton or Sanders still or Lane or Sinnott. Do any of those guys have strong finishes? And then we threw on there spoiling the Eagles' plans. You got 2 head-to-head games with Philly. Who knows? Maybe you knock them out of a chance to be the number one seed. Maybe, just maybe, you allow the Cowboys to come back and compete for the division. So those are your 4 options on our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. I'm locking in on the young guys. Like Johnny Newton's development to me has become really, really important. I need so much more out of him. And then Sinnott as well. At some point here, real soon, I'll give you another couple weeks if you want to play this thing out. But as of 3-4 games left, I need you to start designing things for Ben Sinnott. Just going through a game where he doesn't get any targets isn't good enough for me anymore. I also, one of my frustrations with the lack of under center play action stuff is I think that's where he could actually make a living out of like 12 and 13 personnel with more tight ends and the little play action bootleg stuff. I think that's what he does well, leak back to the other side of the formation, what have you. But I want to see 3 or 4 design plays like a preseason game where you go, you know what today's about? Seeing what Ben Sinnott can do after the catch. Like I want a game like that at some point. And if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to be mad at Ben Sinnott. I'll be mad at the situation.
Yep. I rubber stamp that, cosign. For me, it's Daniels. And it's not necessarily if he plays great, I'm going to throw a parade. If he plays terribly, I guess that's a different conversation. But if it's more, you know, up and down, the same, et cetera, I want differences. I want safety. I want to see you have been injured 4 times now in 2 years. 1 didn't keep you out. Your broken rib probably should have. And now 3 separate incidents this year. 1 in the pocket. Nothing you can do it against Dallas. That's a freak thing. That's bad luck. The others are, to me, hits that you don't need to be taking. Let's be different. Let's make sure that we know we're playing meaningless football. I understand you want to win the locker room over and be the hero and you're the crusader. And as long as we got 5, we got a chance. Well, now there's no chance. So let's see how smart we can play. let's, you know, live to fight another down time after time after time after time, even if that means more Tressway than we want. I want to see differences from Kingsbury, from Daniels, from everybody involved to make sure that he stays healthy. That's the thing I'm going to be watching like a hawk.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. Next, we talked yesterday about Brandon Ayuk possibly coming to D.C. in our interest. Forget whether we're interested or not. It feels like this could absolutely happen, right? I mean, we'll talk about that next on The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
One day only. Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny on The Fan, brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. Remember, we're giving away a $50 Paisanos gift card to somebody in a half hour right at 4 ahead of the Beltway Blitz today here on The Fan. Make sure you are listening. Did you see Craig Stammen, the former Nats reliever, is putting together his coaching staff? What a reunion this is turning
into.
Yeah,
man.
Randy Knorr, who's been around forever in the Nats organization in like 800 different capacities behind the scenes, including on the big league staff occasionally. He's going to be his bench coach at the big league level with the Padres. And he has made Steven Souza Jr. of the diving catch to preserve the no-hitter fame for Jordan Zimmermann. Like the guy that made the ridiculous catch that was traded in one of the great Nats trades ever.
I mean, one of the greatest.
They give up Souza, three-team deal, and they get back Joe Ross and Trey Turner.
And Trey Turner!
He's now the hitting coach on Craig Stammen's staff, which is wild. And that's just one of the two staffs right now that's like all Nats.
Uh-huh.
Because Kurt Suzuki got a job, and he hired our buddy Adam Eaton to be one of the coaches on his staff.
So I mean, if you'd like to feel old today...
If you played for the Nats over the last 10 years, there's a really good chance you've been added to a coaching staff in the National League this year.
My goodness gracious. I mean, good for those guys. I mean, they're, you know, it's the next wave, right? The young coaches that are not that removed from being players, right? Guys in their 40s now, you know, a couple of them were in their mid to upper 30s then. And it's, again, it's been what, 6 years, 7 years? That's what happens. That's the course of events. So we're old. So are they.
Monday Night Football last night, 49ers, 20-9 winners over the Panthers. Felt like a snake suffocating an animal kind of game.
Yep.
It was just a slow,
one team is better than the other,
methodical, death by paper cut football game. The Panthers converted one third down all night long. Meanwhile, San Francisco was 7 of 13. Really could have, should have been a blowout. Brock Purdy threw three interceptions. A couple of them were really, really bad interceptions for him. One was in the red zone, throwing into the end zone. This could have easily been like a 37-9 game if you protect the football. Carolina's hard to play, though. I got to give them credit. I don't think they're good. They're 6-6. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but they are very solid defensively. You wouldn't have known it watching last night, but they can typically run the ball. And I know Bryce Young has had the occasional really good game. He's just a week removed from throwing for 430 yards or whatever it was against the Atlanta Falcons. But I think they are a quarterback away type team with Dave Canales. If they had league average, or, you know, let's just say the 12th best quarterback, 14th best quarterback in the NFL on that team, to me, Carolina could be 8-4 right now. That's how good they are in other capacities. But I think he limits them. And I'll be really curious to see what they do. Because if you give him a contract, it's Tua.
Yep.
You're signing up for a guy that just isn't good enough to pay $50 million a year.
There are just enough good moments to confuse you, to fool you, right? There's a throw where you go, damn, that's awesome. There's a keep a play alive. There's a scramble. There's a maneuver where you go, oh, it's tantalizing. What if, ... It's just not enough, not consistent enough. I mean, somebody's going to do it, as we talked about a million times. Someone's going to say, you know what? We need to try to do better, because you're looking to be right. When you draft somebody 1-1, or, you know, top of the board, whatever, you want it to work out really, really, really badly. And when you don't give the guy that contract, it's an acknowledgement. It didn't. We messed up. We got to start over. That's not an easy thing for people to do. Someone's going to be a team that does it, though.
You said you had a Commander's takeaway after watching Monday Night Football.
We should be so furious. Watching that game was infuriating to me. I was renewed with my anger and irritation all over again at this crappy, ridiculous, stupid season. Now, I'm aware there are mitigating factors. I am aware. San Francisco has maybe the easiest schedule ever assembled in the history of the NFL. They are the top team from the SEC, never playing an SEC schedule, right? They played nobody. They're going to win double-digit games. I get it.
They had 7 scheduled games entering the year against teams that picked in the top 10 in the draft.
Yeah. Their schedule is the easiest of all time. They've got injuries, too. Theirs are just as significant. Their quarterback missed as many games. Their Hall of Famer linebacker, their Hall of Famer everywhere, their injured guys have piled up just as many, if not more, key injuries. Wide receiver that they paid $1 trillion to the point that he's not even going to rehab with the team anymore, and he's going to leave and come here, which we'll talk about. They are so banged up and so beat up, they're 8-4. Carolina, I have a lower opinion of them than you do. I think they're very mid at best. I think they're fine. I think they're just okay.
Well, they're definitely mid because I think right now they get bad production out of the most important position. But what I'm saying is if you put, and I'd have to think, like, who's the number 12 quarterback in the league right now?
You put Sam Darnold on that team, are they 8-4?
Yes, I think so.
I think that's where we disagree.
With Dave Canales, absolutely.
So I think they're better, but my point is I think they're just eh, and they're 6-6. This garbage team is 3-8. Like, everyone should be so mad. Everyone should be way madder than they are. This nonsensical season that was so miscalculated, so incorrectly built. This roster and this team doubled down. Again, I understand why it happened. I get it. But there are so many guys that are underachieving in addition to the injuries. There is no way that this team should have been outscored by 100 points over 4 weeks. No way. No way they should be 3-8. I understand not being what San Francisco is at 8-4. I get it. You don't have Kyle Shanahan. You don't have a million pieces, a layered talent over years, and guys filling in.
Are so much more talented.
And the easiest schedule of all time. I understand not being 8-4. You can't be what Carolina is. You can't be what that ridiculously average, up and down, inconsistent, nonsensical team is that's going to lose by 31 week, give a team a rock fight the next week. That group is just so average at best. and they're 6-6. They're eons, light years ahead of where Washington is. I was watching that game just stewing last night at the success of
the injury bug bit San Francisco. The injury bug bit Washington so badly. The injuries.
Whining. Zach Ertz, stop false starting. Good players, please play well. The guys that were good last year stunk this year for whatever reason. Coaching, players, I don't know. We're letting them off the hook way too easily just by blaming injuries. That's what I was thinking last night.
Yeah, I get that argument, right? That it's not all injuries. I guess if we're going to divvy up a pie, the slice that I would go with to explain away this season by talent based on who was available to you is just a bigger piece of pie than you would, it sounds like. But yeah, if anybody's trying to make this a one-issue situation, they're wrong. If they're just trying to say, if they were healthy this year, everything would have been great. No, it wouldn't have. Mikey Sanders still in the nickel, regressing. You know, is Johnny Newton still getting out-snapped by Sheldon Day? Like, there have been some things along the way that make you go, huh, that was supposed to be better. I did not feel that way watching the game, though, last night. And maybe it's just that I've come to grips with what this team is. Like, my energy for being angry was a month ago. I am on to the next.
I was renewed. I thought I was over it, and I wasn't last night. Watching it, I was pissed, legitimately pissed off.
I can't believe off of a bye week where you didn't have anything to worry about all weekend, where they haven't played since they lost to the Dolphins in Madrid going into the bye, which, by the way, should not have been a loss.
Mm.
But all that time away, and last night your engine gets cranked back up.
I found myself irritated. I'm like, what am I so annoyed about? It's because, again, it's a microcosm of these two teams basically are Washington as far as I'm concerned, right? Where Washington has
I hate the San Francisco comp does not work for me. They're so much better.
They're more, and that's part of my point, they're more injured at more key spots.
Yes.
And but they're able to handle it.
They're one of the five most talented teams in the NFL. The Commanders are not close to that.
I know.
We talked yesterday about, is there a single guy on this team other than Jaden Daniels you could trade for a top round or second round pick? The only guy we came up with was Laremy Tunsil. The Niners could do that with like eight guys. You know, they have, it's a stars and scrubs kind of feel to them a little bit. But, you know, George Kittle is better than any player in this offense. Christian McCaffrey is better than any player in this offense. Trent Williams is better than any player in this offense.
How do you know? Do you ever see him up close?
Right.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's good front officing. We didn't have that. Like, that's part of my irritation.
Agree.
And like, watch, again, it's the two, both of those teams to me, again, are a microcosm of what Washington is. San Francisco with the injuries, and again, easier schedule. I understand not being 8-4. Carolina to me is just, they have 72 replacement level players. Rico Dowdle's a cast off. Now he's fine. He's running hard for them. I like Tet McMillan just fine, but it's not as if they have juggernauts everywhere. They don't have a superstar defensive end.
Tet McMillan's a baller.
He's a nice player.
I think Tet McMillan's a better weapon than anything Washington has.
Healthy at this point. I mean, a healthy Deebo Samuel to me rivals a different player, but I understand your point. I like Tep McMillan a lot. I'm not running him down. My point is it's not as if this is the Eagles or not as if they're the Ravens
but
they're
6-6.
Yeah.
If Washington was healthy, they'd be 6-6. They'd be very similar. If they had the man games missed to the Panthers, I guarantee their record would be at least the same as Carolina's.
That's what I don't know. I assume. Like, my point is, you can't be 5-6. Like, even with all, I'm not asking for 10-2, next man up. I'm not doing something crazy.
Right.
The idea that they were laughably bad and they lost by 100 points over four games.
Right. I
non-competitive
during the four games. I guess I just can't do it again with you today.
It's renewed watching an average team try to compete with a beat up, talented team. I'm going, we missed on all the fronts. We're not even average.
Let's go to Rod in D.C. Hey, Rod, how are you?
What's up, guys? Happy holidays.
You too, buddy.
You too, man.
So, look, bro, I definitely think this is a front office thing and more so a coaching thing, too. Like, I'd still Joe Witt, whatever Joe Witt was putting down, it was not being picked up. Moving Mikey outside to the original position where he succeeded last year, once we moved him, why'd we do that? That's like a Redskins thing. We would pick up guys from other teams who succeeded in different styles, and we move them and tell them, hey, come do something completely different, right? We lost in Madrid. For Quinn, we are not the team we were last year, right? Let's take the points. Let's just get points. Kick the field goals. It's okay. We don't have to be ballsy every fourth down. But, like, get points. I feel like we lost a few of those games. We could probably be 5 wins right now.
if it wasn't for coaching.
Yeah, and I don't know how much better off you'd be, but yes, could they, should they have five wins? Absolutely. I agree with you. But if you look at the ledger, they were getting blown out for a month straight. None of those could have been wins. Could you have found a win somewhere on the schedule? The Miami game is definitely one they should have won, so now I got you to four.
Chicago as well.
Chicago would have been the other one. Those are the two. You would have won the Bears game if you don't fumble. And Jaden, I thought, played well in that game, but had a bad pick in the end zone. And then a fumble. Those two plays killed you. There are other reasons that you lost in that game. But those two on a rainy night. So there's your five wins. You know, those two games got to go your way, and they didn't. But is coaching a part of it? Absolutely. No doubt. I mean, we come in here every Monday after games, and we point out five, six, seven things that make very little sense. That we go, why did you do that? Now, you're not going to get me to agree with you on going for fourth downs. I don't think they go for enough of them this year. But, you know, the larger point makes some sense to me, I suppose. I'm not disagreeing with you, Danny. I just can't find that anger today. When they lost four straight games by 20-plus points, I had a megaphone and I was leading the parade running down the street. I hope you were with me.
We were there.
But I threw all my candy. I'm not getting back in line to do it again.
I know. Something about last night triggered it for me. Watching a totally injured, well-built team compete.
It just takes time to build that up. They had drafts that Peters was largely a part of, and free agency over years and years and years, and an organization where guys want to go play for like 7 years running to do that. They've been to multiple Super Bowls. Washington is in its second year trying to do things correctly. So you're just not going to be on that level. So the 49ers one, I'm just not going there. But the Panthers one, is that's your argument to me, which is like, how are they 6-6? And my only rebuttal to that one is, I think they've been way healthier than San Francisco. I'd have to look at their main games missed. But I bet you if Washington's look like theirs, where you've got your top receiver, your top quarterback, both your top running backs for the most part. I know Chuba missed a few weeks. But the next man up was Rico Dowdle. How'd that go? Hell of a stretch.
That went very well.
It's like the number one fantasy back in the league. Our double play is next. I think I got a fun double play for you, Danny.
Well, good for you.
Yes, I got something you're going to like. It's not a game. Not a game. We're not talking about a game.
Not talking about a game.
Not the game that I love. This is the fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
One day only. Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At 3 o'clock, we're giving away a $50 gift card to Paisanos. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. It is time for our double play, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. All right, Danny, the double play today. I've got a hypothetical for you. So
Okay. You,
me, and Ryan, I think, will certainly be able to participate. Toby and Darius can also weigh in on this as well. But this is pretty good. So I saw this just scrolling reels on Instagram or something today. But this dude asked the hypothetical question. If your wife or girlfriend got 50 shots to make an NBA three-pointer, if she makes one out of the 50, that's all she's got to do, whether it's the first one or the 50th one. If your wife or girlfriend makes one of the 50, you get $10 million. But if she doesn't, you die. Do you accept the game, basically? Mm. The Hunger Games-style opt-in here, Running Man-style opt-in TV show. So again, it's your wife or your girlfriend.
Right.
So for me, I sent this to my wife as soon as I saw this. And I was like, all right, 50 shots. You need to make one three-pointer from NBA range. What's your level of confidence? Should we do this? And she said, oh, I could 100% do it. She said, am I able to go, like, what did she say?
Granny Smith style?
Granny Smith style.
That's not a great start.
And I was like, well, but here's the deal. I don't think you could do that from three. That's way too far. You're going to have to shoot another way. She's like, I don't think I could shoot it traditionally, but if I could do Granny Smith and, like, hoist it up, I think I could make it. So as soon as she said that, I realized I need to say no to this.
Correct.
She is now saying she would like to double it to 20 million and 25 shots. Now, that's our own little thing.
Now, note that we don't have a benefactor here to give you the 25 exactly. million, but, like, let's see what would happen.
So tomorrow, as an aside, me and her are going to go. She works out at the St. James all the time. We're going to go to the basketball court tomorrow. I'm going to give her 50 shots.
Can you do, like, a time lapse of the shots?
I'll record it for sure. Yeah. And, like, we can put it together as a bit. But, yes, so we're going to see if she makes one of the threes, we get $10 million in this fake world. She's like, find someone to come with us who could give us the $10 million. But I guess in theory, if she doesn't hit one of the 50, then I'm going
to
die.
Then you have to die. Oh.
I also think that I'll know after three shots if we've got a shot. Because if she's not touching rim, if she's not close, now it's basically shooting a half-court shot and we're just screwed.
Yeah. And also, I will say the pressure. The pressure might be a thing, right? Where you don't feel that confident and knowing that you're responsible for your husband's death if you don't make one of these.
So I've asked two people that work here. I'm not going to throw them under the bus because I don't know whose girlfriends or wives listen.
Okay.
And without any trepidation, both of them said, no, I'm not playing that. I'm not doing that. The $10 million's not worth it. I said, but $10 million's so much money.
Yeah.
You have the silliest house, the best cars, whatever it is that you want, you get.
Uh-huh.
So I ask you, Danny, I have decided, despite my wife's confidence, because life is better than death, and breathing is so important.
Yep.
I would not play this like running man game on TV. Would Danny Ruye sign up? 50 shots. Wife needs to make one. 10 million or death.
She might be listening right now, so I'm going to be very clear about this. I love her so much. She is amazing at a lot of things.
Here's my big butt.
There is not even a heartbeat between me saying nope to that one.
Really?
Not a shooter. She could do a lot of things. If it's a track thing, she ran track in middle school and high school.
There you go.
If we do something like that, let's talk about it. Run the mile and under or whatever. Fine.
You have a basketball court at your house.
Yep.
Cal Ripken Jr. style.
Mm-hmm.
Has she ever gone out and shot a basket on it?
No.
Not one?
Nope.
That's tough.
This is not something that is in her purview. It's not something she's going to do. Not a shooter. I would be dead.
All she has to do is like a soccer throw-in or even just you know, ball in hand, just like throw it up toward the rim 50 times. She can't get one to rattle in?
No. And I think out of the 50, she might hit something that's not the ground 5 or 6 times.
Touch
the backboard, draw some iron, hit maybe the stanchion once or twice.
You know my wife, Allison.
I do.
Would you have any thought that she could make it?
I think she is wonderful.
Yes.
I'm a fan.
Here's my big but.
You'd be crazy to accept that from her, too.
I was actually thinking when I first saw this thing, I was like, I think I would do this. I think she could make 1 out of 50. As soon as she said to me, well, I could just do a Granny Smith shot, right? I was like,
that was the tell right there.
Thank God I didn't sign
That's
up.
That's the giveaway.
Thank God I didn't put pen to paper on this. So, Clary, this extends to girlfriends as well. So, your better half, she gets 50 shots, NBA range 3-pointer. She only has to make one. If she does, you guys get $10 million, which is such a great amount of
Pretty
money.
Silly.
It's a good amount.
But if she doesn't, you die.
She's got no chance. And I think the chances are lower than your guys' spouses as well. Like, this is someone...
That's a tough thing to
she
say.
She would, like, object to the entire thing.
Maybe that.
50 shots?
Dude. I mean, I'm trying to get her to hit the pickleball over the pickleball net. And I don't know if we're going to be able to hit an NBA 3-pointer just yet. I don't think we're there.
I tell you where the real challenge would be for us. Free throws. That's now more the speed.
Oh, I would do that in a heartbeat. I would count on my wife to knock down some free throws. Especially.
Does she have a free throw routine?
No, of course not. But Granny Smith? She's going underhand, Scuffy McGee style?
I mean, it's a little further than you'd think. That rim's awfully high.
She's incredible at pop a shot.
Full-size basketball?
Incredible at pop a shot. I don't know how that's going to help us.
But it's something that's a point.
She's very, very good at pop a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I think free throw, like shtick aside, I would absolutely take the offer. She has 50 chances. I mean, 50 free throws, man.
Imagine she gets to 33 and hasn't made one yet.
Well, I would be.
How are you feeling over there?
Oh, I would just be butt nervous.
You can do it. Come on. I believe in you.
When do you start sweating bullets?
After the first one. When the first one lands 5 feet short.
For the three-pointer, 1,000%.
Free throws, again. I'm telling you, man, you sleep on it.
If she shoots a three-pointer that's nowhere close and it just clanks the court, like, boom, I'm going, I'm done. It's over. But a free throw, she's going to airball the first couple, maybe, whatever. We're going to get there to the point where we're hitting rims sooner rather than later.
Are you correcting form, like helping out?
My life's on the line? Yeah. I am certainly helping.
And then we're doing the thing that my wife and I do where we get in a fight based on that because I'm being overbearing and annoying because it's a sport, but it's also for my life.
Here's a good question.
So I don't die.
50 shots from three. Any of us in the room, same proposition. You're taking all of us, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. So you think... this is more an indictment, then, to be fair, on your wife than it is like you think this is a hard.
Yeah, but
challenge.
You turned it into it now. So now it's.
I'm just trying to get you in trouble right before Thanksgiving.
No, I understand that, and we're.
So Toby has to hit 5 out of 50 threes.
Yeah,
you're doing it.
We're doing that. Yep.
All right.
Where's the line? That's what I don't know.
It's NBA three.
No, I'm saying how many threes would I feel comfortable with?
Oh.
17 out of 50.
No chance, dude. That NBA players. Stand alone would do that. But like in a game, that's basically shooting 33%. That's what Brad Beal did for 4 years in a row. And everyone told me he was worth a supermax.
Like, I wouldn't feel great about like 12, 13, 14. I think Tobes would do that. But then I would start to get a little hairy.
How many do you think you'd hit out of 50, Tobes?
I've never shot NBA threes consistently, but college threes I could knock down at around a 50% clip when I was playing all the time. So I think if I had time to shoot some NBA threes and get used to that range, I think I could get to 15 pretty easily.
Didn't know we have Toby Thompson back here. Clay That's Thompson, right. 50%.
The Splash Brothers. Tobes, future wife. Would you do it?
So going off of my reference of girls that I've been interested in, most of them played basketball. So no doubt at all.
Oh.
I would definitely do it.
Toby's now, got a type.
All of those girls have rejected me.
Okay.
So probably not then. Maybe I need to go shopping in another section.
Yeah. Maybe go to a different lane.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll go to different aisle. What is the percentage chance overall of rejection as opposed to, like, attempt versus rejection?
It's so tough. I mean, it depends on who it is. And with me not knowing and hoping that there is someone on the other end at some point, right. If they play basketball, I'll take my chance.
Okay.
If they have, I mean, you sleep on how far an NBA range three is.
No, I don't. It's very, very far.
It's very,
it's a
very
good
far.
Distance, that,
but
yeah.
That's why I'm saying my wife's thinking, like, oh, I'll do a Granny Smith shot. It's like from the NBA three range. That's harder than the other way.
That's an eliminating disqualifying statement right there.
Well,
you cannot do it.
I actually was considering it, thinking she would just chuck a bunch of balls up. Because you see people in these competitions hit half-court shots all the time.
Yep.
We see the wins. It's like posting your wins on parlays.
Sure.
We're not seeing every night at the United Center where nobody wins.
Uh-huh.
But occasionally someone from half court will throw it up and hit. I think our wives could probably, like, last one, 100 shots for your wife.
No.
I think maybe I do that. You just need to, it's a prayer, man. We need a prayer.
No, I understand. Thousand, I mean, whatever number you want.
Right.
I'm saying no to that.
There's also a number when it gets so high that now you're just tired. You can't lift your arms.
It doesn't have to be continuous. It can be over weeks.
Oh, you're going like over the next year, you get 1,000.
Like you give her 14,000 shots. I don't think I'm taking that deal.
I got so much faith. She's going to do it. She would crush it. I'll take the bet on her behalf.
Oh, my God.
And then I get the money to split with.
Then you got
to
speak at my funeral.
Yeah. The Beltway Blitz is next. We'll give away a $50 gift card to Paisanos as soon as we come back on G&D.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.